Welcome to the podcast of Unity Fort Worth. In it, you'll hear this week's message and meditation. If you'd like to hear and see the complete service, you can always find it at unityfortworth.org or on the Unity Fort Worth Facebook page. Unity Fort Worth focuses on positive and practical Christianity with a willingness to explore the entire world of religion and spiritual thought. Unity Fort Worth streams live every Sunday
at 1 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the Unity Fort Worth podcast.
Oh, that song is so beautiful. Let's take the energy, the frequency, the vibration of it into our invocation. So close your eyes and feel the power of that song. I dreamed of rain, and the rains came, and peace spread over the land. Today we dream of peace, we dream of gratitude. And as we dream it, we become it. And as we become it, peace spreads over the land. Feel the power of that. Feel the power of us and our peace and our gratitude rippling out from this moment through our lives, through our country, and through our world. It's with that intention that we open our minds and our hearts become that peace, become that gratitude. Take a breath in. And so we begin. And so we let it be. So I want to share a piece. It's written like a letter. Came from thoughts from the universe. If anybody gets those, Mike Dooley. This came quite a few years ago, but I always love it. It says, "Dear one, let's pretend just for today, all day long, throughout every moment, that life is easy, that everyone means well, and that time is on our side. Okay? And let's pretend that we are loved beyond belief, that magic conspires on our behalf, and that nothing can ever hurt us without our consent. All right? And if we like this game, we'll play tomorrow as well, and the next day, and the next. And pretty soon, it won't be a game at all, because life for us will become those things, just as it become what it is today. Let's pretend. Let's activate. Let's become the ones who are living the peace, who are living the gratitude. Let's activate our attitude of gratitude. Not just by words, but by the very vibration of our being, by the very radiance and magnetism that we are when we embody it, when we live as, when we live from this place of gratitude. So not only today do I invite you to pretend, I invite us into an active practice. Because if you pretend long enough, you become. And when you become often enough, it is a practice. And so let's practice that no matter what shows up. Like, it's a big ask. Maybe you're already doing it. But even if you're already doing it, even if you already have an overarching, underlying attitude of gratitude, we can always increase it. We can turn up the level. When we turn up the level of things like gratitude, we turn down the level of the noise around us and outside of us. But gratitude isn't only a feeling. Gratitude isn't only a task. I would venture to say that many of you have had a gratitude practice, maybe you do currently, where you write down every morning, every night, both, three things you're grateful for, or you make a gratitude list and you list as many things as you can think of. And then you add to that every day. Or if you wake up every morning before you get out of bed, you remind yourself three things you're grateful for. And let those expand, because the more we focus, right, the more we see. But when we can embody it, like, it's easy to look outside and go, oh, I'm so grateful. Our trees are beautiful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for a warm house today because it's cold there. I'm so grateful. And that's beautiful. But what if we become the field of gratitude? That's really what we're talking about today, is we're integrating, we're becoming. We are not separate from what we do, but we allow this field to radiate in us, through us, as us, with gratitude as our base. We talk about our third principle very often here at Unity. Our third principle is essentially what you pay attention to is what you see and what you get. We have all kinds of different ways of saying this, but I have a new way of saying it today. Well, maybe it's new, but it's really from, not so much from motivational speak, but from neuroscience. Let's do some science today, right? Our brain has something called the reticular activating system, RAS. And it's literally a network of neurons that filters information based on what it believes matters most to you. If you are constantly focusing on what you don't want, on what's wrong or what's missing, that system becomes an expert at finding evidence and finding more of it. If you focus on what's broken or what's missing or what's wrong, right? And we're human, so we have a tendency to do that. That's actually part of a different part of our brain. It's called survival. But we're not, most of us here are not in survival mode, or we don't need to be. So if we activate this reticular activating system, and we know that there's science, it's this network of neurons that only gives you what it thinks you want based on where you're putting your energy. It's not because you're a negative person, right? So this is different, a little bit different, but it's simply because your brain is following your lead. But the same is true in reverse. If you intentionally focus on what's working, if you intentionally focus on something or no thing at all, but on an energy, a vibrational frequency of gratitude or love or kindness or compassion, we're just talking about gratitude today. If we are consciously focusing on gratitude, both in thought and action, if you will, but also in being the field of gratitude, that same RAS will begin to show you more. It will begin to give you evidence for being grateful. It will focus on what's working and the progress that you made and the relationships that support you and the small wins that often go unnoticed. Your RAS begins to highlight more of those experiences. So you train your brain, basically, to see possibilities, not problems. You train your brain to live in gratitude rather than lack. We say lack or what's wrong or oh my gosh or drama. There are plenty of things in the world that are not beautiful and brilliant. But the more you focus on those, the more you see of that. So if you can train your brain into an attitude of gratitude, not from a place of, Pollyanna, not from a place of everything's going to be all right, but from a place of everything is always working out in the end. Can you feel the difference? It's not denying what you see, but it's focusing on something that you're more interested in. I can't wait to see how this works out. I am so grateful that this mess or this situation or this diagnosis or this moment or this challenge is sorting itself out. Because I know it is. Versus, oh my gosh, it's so horrible, it's horrible, it's horrible, it's horrible, it's horrible, right? You know this. But it's another opportunity to see it maybe a little bit different way, to pivot just a little bit, even micro shifts in our awareness. So there's a quote that says, an entire sea of water cannot sink a ship unless it gets inside. If we are a ship, an entire sea of negativity or drama cannot sink us unless we let it get inside. Again, we're not saying deny what is. We're not saying that. We're saying given what is, I choose gratitude. Given what is, I choose faith. Given what is, I'm going to find something to lift my energy field, my energy body. So gratitude is pretty high up on the scales. Like there's a scale of emotions based on Abraham's work. And gratitude and appreciation and love are really high up in the scale. So anytime you're lifting your vibration, your frequency, your focus, you're going to feel better. And David Hawkins talks about gratitude being at about the 500 level, which is really the crossover point between feeling bad and feeling good, right? Between it's activating, it's starting to move up the scale into love. And again, similar words, different system, but the same type of idea. And so when we put our gratitude on, I have to talk about my book today, Falling into Ease. We don't have any more copies there at the ministry, but it's easily available on Amazon. There's a whole chapter in this book that's called Get Your Gratitude On. And yes, I wrote the book, and it's been like almost 10 years since I wrote it. But when I was scrolling through it again, I'm like, oh, that is such a great title. Don't you love it when that happens? I do, anyway. And one of the quotes that I have in here is, gratitude is for your life like Miracle-Gro is for your plants. Now, I don't really know what I was thinking when I wrote that, but it's good. It's good. And it's still good. It says also, gratitude is an energy and frequency that both allows for more and calls in more. It's an activating frequency. It's not passive. And then I go on to talk about the emotional scales again. But it's activational. That's really the point that I want to make today. More, and do your task. I mean, do your list. Do that. Do all that. Because that will start to activate the frequencies of gratitude inside you. Dr. Joe Dispenza, one of my, teachers, that I love to quote. He says, 5 minutes of gratitude a day can literally rewire your brain. And your body doesn't care if it's happening now or later. So he also talks about, and I talk about a lot too, be grateful before it happens, right? Don't wait. Don't wait until something good happens to be grateful. Activate gratitude now. And then it begins to rewire the brain. Once the brain's rewired, all this good shows up and you become available to notice it. And that's the, again, another layer of rewiring the brain, rewiring the RAS system. Dr. Joe also talks about the chemical cocktails of our emotions, that every thought, every emotion has its own chemical cocktail in our biochemistry. And gratitude mixes a divine margarita. Now, I don't know if Dr. Joe says that or not, but I love that. I like a good margarita myself. If you're not a margarita drinker, then gratitude mixes a divine, whatever your drink of choice is, right? So if you want a divine margarita, or you want an awesome, incredible virgin daiquiri, or whatever it is, mix it up with gratitude. And it doesn't even have to be related to what's going on. There was a woman, I've told this joke before, but pretend you've never heard it, or maybe you forgot it anyway. But it's one of my favorite gratitude jokes. So there once was a woman who had three hairs on her head. She was so filled with gratitude. She was so happy. Those three hairs allowed her to braid her hair. A while later, she woke up one morning and she only had two hairs. But she was so filled with gratitude. She was so extremely happy. Those two hairs now allowed her to part her hair in the middle. A few days later, she woke up to have only one hair left. Again, she was so grateful. She was so happy. Because now one hair allowed her to wear her hair in a ponytail. And sometime later, she woke up to find she had no hair at all. She was so filled with gratitude. She was so extremely happy. Now, she didn't have to take time to do her hair. That's the gratitude I envision for all of us. Right? We could have gone a whole lot of different places. But in that joke, in that story, she found the gratitude no matter what the situation is or was, right? So what if we became the field of gratitude? What if we brought gratitude as one of our spiritual tools out of the big box of our spiritual toolbox, and we put it in our back pocket, right? Or our shirt pocket. And we could activate it. We could bring it out. We would focus on it maybe for 24 hours, maybe for the whole week. I'm going to give you a week. Do it for a week, because I'm going to be there next Sunday live in person, and Rob's going to be with me. And I want to check in, because it's not like we don't know these things. We know these things. But every now and again, we have to just reactivate and we have to pull out the toolbox and go, oh, wow, I forgot about that one. Let me pull that one out. Let me work on that one. And that's what we're doing. We're just reactivating again and again and again. So gratitude before you get out of bed. Gratitude as you brew your coffee, if you're a coffee maker. Gratitude when the toast burns. Wait, what? Gratitude when the traffic stops. Gratitude for when the phone call comes. Gratitude when the phone call doesn't come. Gratitude no matter what. Like, set the timer on your phone or your watch to go off every hour or every 30 minutes. Just beep it and go, oh, what am I grateful for right now? This moment, and this moment, and this moment. And just activate it. Become it. Call it our gratitude reboot challenge. Kind of cool. I choose to see through the lens of appreciation. I choose to see through the lens of gratitude. Just do it. Gratitude, as I've said a moment ago, is really the embodiment of our third principle as the focus. That which we focus on is what we're going to see more of. As we become it, we vibrate it, that's all we can see. It's not all we can see, but it is what we see. And when we do this over time, it builds that muscle. It builds the muscle. It builds the RIS, but it also builds the muscle of looking differently. Because we're in the midst of these times in this world right now where it's really easy to build the muscle of what's wrong. What's wrong in the world? What's wrong with that person? I can't believe this is happening or that is happening. I can't believe it. That's not the muscle you want to build. You don't want to ignore it. But you also want to build the muscle of spiritual consciousness. You want to build the muscle of expansion rather than contraction. You want to build the muscle of love, of gratitude, not what's wrong. There's plenty wrong. I'm sorry, it will not go away just because you build the muscle of gratitude. But you will have the tools. You will be like lifted out of the sludge to flow more smoothly and more easily. So the question becomes, what do you want more evidence of? Do you want more evidence of what's wrong or more proof of what's right? And every time we know what we don't want, we ultimately know more of what we do want. Every time we know what we do want, we've accessed a new possibility, not to wait for it, but to do it and to be it now. We want to see more love, then we get to be more love. We want to see more grace and kindness and compassion, then we get to be grace and kindness and compassion. Begin to see what's working, because what you appreciate, appreciates. Gratitude is such a powerful tool. It's not about pretending that things are good. It's about recognizing that good is still present. Feel the difference? Gratitude is not, it's not a reaction, it's a revolutionary perspective. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that God works, good works, God works all things together for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. All things work together for good for those who love God," is another version of it. Now, I don't spend a whole lot of time in scripture, and I always interpret it. But what does that mean? Like, people might go, well, that just means, you know, God is an anthropomorphic being who's going to look down and go, oh, he's good or she's good, and let's make that happen. That's not what it's saying at all. What it's saying is all things work together for good for those who know good, for those who look and see and find. The gratitude, the appreciation, the new perspective. All things work together for a greater good. It does not say all things are good. But even the most tragic of moments can lead to a greater good if we choose to look and see and find a new way of being. That's what it's pointing to. Find that gratitude before something changes. Jesus talks a lot about gratitude and his thankfulness. He's thank you, give thanks in all things. Well, that's Thessalonians, so that's actually Paul. But he gave thanks always. Give thanks first. Be grateful first before the thing you want happens. Be that presence that is the light of the world. Be that presence that is gratitude in frequency. And how do you do it? You put it on, you choose it, you practice it. You practice it by doing that list twice a day. Three things, something different every single day. You practice it by setting that timer. You practice it by taking our gratitude reboot challenge. You practice it by feeling and activating gratitude before it's called for. And then you hold it and you gift it freely to the world. Gratitude is something that is always, always, always possible. But when you become it, it has a very different experience than if you do the Pollyanna thing. Oh, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Oh, it's working out. I can't wait to see how this works out. I am so grateful that I know this is working itself out. I'm so grateful that we have this month with our attitude of gratitude. Isn't that a great song, by the way? Peter and Bev do it so well. And I want to end with a quote. Do not be dismayed by the brokenness of the world. All things break. And all things can be mended. Not with time so much as they say, but with intention. So go. Love intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. Activate gratitude intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. And the broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you. The light is gratitude. Become that light with gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude, again, is not a reaction to something on the outer. It's a revolutionary perspective shift. So let's take a moment in a time of meditation to breathe gratitude. So take a deep breath in, and if it's comfortable, you might even want to put your hands on your heart today. That beautiful song, I dreamed of rain and the rains came, and peace spread over the world. I dreamed gratitude, and gratitude came, and peace spread over the world. Bringing your awareness down into the depths of your own heart. Activate gratitude, appreciation. You can activate it by coming in memory, recalling something you're deeply grateful for, deeply appreciative of. But then we move away from what that is and just feel the energy, feel the vibration of gratitude, feel it deepening in your heart. Feel it vibrating. What is the vibration of gratitude? And letting that feeling fill your heart space. Notice if it moves, how it moves through your body. Does your body shift? Maybe your shoulders drop. Maybe you can feel tension floating away. Maybe you can feel the stress hormones of cortisol dissipating as they're being replaced with oxytocin, the feel-good biochemical of gratitude. Feel it moving through your physicality. Feel it washing through your emotional body and through your mental body, through your mind. Feel the spaciousness. Feel the lightness that gratitude brings. And feel the energy, the frequency, the vibration of gratitude filling you so full that it radiates from your being. Feel it expanding into the room that you're in. Feel it bumping up with other people's field of gratitude and becoming one. Becoming bigger, broader, deeper, more potent. Feel this gratitude like a pillar of light lifting up from this ministry. Whether you're in the room or across the country, feel this pillar. Feel how this pillar reaches up into the sky, into the atmosphere. And as we turn that up even more, it becomes a fountain. And instead of water, it's bubbles of light, sparkles of light, and love and kindness and compassion and appreciation. Feel that raining down onto the earth. And feel those bubbles, those sparkles, touching hearts and souls all over the globe, like Miracle-Gro. Their own light lights up. It touches the inner depths of love and opens people's hearts. Just imagine all these flowers, all this gratitude as peace that spread over the land. As we look around the globe, bring your awareness all the way back and feel that same gratitude raining down on you. Started from within you, but now it's coming. Receive it. Receive it. The peace, the appreciation, the gratitude, the love, the light. And with your hands on your heart, feel gratitude. Feel that you have become the very attitude, the vibrational frequency of gratitude. And together we say, thank you, God, three times. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Unity Fort Worth podcast. You just heard this week's message and meditation. For the live streams and more information, go to unityfortworth.org.